Welcome to Side 8 of the Silva Method. On this side and the one that follows, you'll learn how the power of your subjective mind can benefit your physical well-being. The fact is, your body is equipped for self-healing, but you can interfere with this natural process by reacting to the events of your life with worry or stress. Or you can help your natural self-healing by conceiving positive mental pictures and mentally verbalized instructions. The health-enhancing methods you're about to learn are easy and become more and more effective with practice. You'll discover ways to increase your energy level, reduce stress, and control pain. To begin, here's Dr. Bob Stone.
There are many ways you can use the subjective dimension of your mind to help yourself feel better physically. To help you to enjoy a level of better health, we're going to teach you how to program to prevent or correct specific health problems. Of course, be sure to consult your physician on health matters. Let's start by looking at a relatively simple one: being tired or sleepy when you're on the job or driving. We're now going to program your ability, while at the alpha level, to rid yourself of fatigue, and in less than a minute to be wide awake and raring to go. Are you ready? Here's Laura Silva.
We will start this exercise with the 3-2-1 method. Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 times. You are now at level 1, the basic plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. Relax. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, relax and go deeper. We will now program awake control, a formula type technique you can use to stay awake longer whenever you feel drowsy or sleepy. Whenever you feel drowsy or sleepy and don't want to feel drowsy or sleepy, especially when you are driving, pull to the side of the road, stop your motor, and enter level 1 with the 3-2-1 method. At level 1, mentally tell yourself, I am drowsy and sleepy. I don't want to be drowsy and sleepy. I want to be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health. Then tell yourself mentally, I am going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, I will open my eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health. I will not be drowsy and sleepy. I will be wide awake. Count mentally, slowly, 1, 2, 3. At the count of 3, mentally remind yourself that at the count of 5, I will open my eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health. Then mentally count slowly to 4, then 5. At the count of 5, and with your eyes open, tell yourself mentally, I am wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health. Feeling better than before. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects physically and mentally. In a moment, I am going to count from 1 to 5 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. Feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
Now listen carefully. In your chest, about 1.5 inches below where the breastplate meets the throat, you have an organ called the thymus gland. Until recently, the function of the thymus gland was pretty much unknown, but now it's suspected to have a kind of governing function over many systems of the body. The thymus gland appears to regulate other systems, glands, and organs. Now here's the really important part. By tapping on your chest, just below your neck, with your fingers, that is, with your 3 fingers, as we've already programmed, by tapping on your chest, you can vibrate the thymus gland behind the breastplate, which activates the gland. Practice tapping rapidly, like vibrating your fingers 10 times per second. The thymus seems to be able to restore normalcy in a number of functional conditions, including abnormally low energy. As you tap your chest, especially at a rate close to 10 times per second, to activate your thymus, there's one other thing you can do to raise your energy level. Put a smile on your face. Jose Silva has been teaching this for years, but only recently have doctors discovered that a smile has a positive effect on your internal organs. So for relief from minor insufficiencies or imbalances, we're recommending a 2-part physical procedure. Tap your thymus gland and smile. You can use this procedure at any time to overcome fatigue. You might not want to sit in a meeting with your boss, tapping on your chest, but you can always go into your office, put a gentle smile on your face, place your 3 fingers together, and thump your thymus vigorously for about 1 minute. Remember to tap on the breastplate just below the throat. Your energy will increase, and you'll feel more ambitious and enthusiastic. You'll feel as if your batteries have been recharged. I'd like to point out also that when you solve your fatigue problem, you'll be helping the people around you as well. It doesn't even matter if you're holed up all alone in your office with nobody within 20 feet of you. If you're in the doldrums, or if you're all tense, the energy of your consciousness can penetrate walls, cross distances, and sap the energy of other people. By the same token, if you're enthusiastic and vibrant, other people can be positively affected. Their own spirits can be lifted by yours. In any case, you have a responsibility to yourself to keep in top shape physically and mentally, especially if you're in a position of responsibility at work or in a family. Like fatigue, stress is another very common problem that can be costly, both to yourself and to the people around you. How does stress operate? Well, let's see. Very few of us have ever been confronted by a poisonous snake, and you may not know a king cobra from a garden snake. But just hearing a vivid description of the fangs of a poisonous snake can cause detectable changes in your body. That's because the pictures you create in your mind have undeniable effects on your physical self. Negative pictures can cause problems. Now, let's assume that at one time you had taken a trip to India where you really had seen such a cobra. You don't have to create the picture any longer. You just have to remember it. That memory could cause a dramatic elevation of your heart rate. It could cause your skin to perspire and your adrenaline to flow, as if the snake was really right in front of you all over again. Let's move a little closer to home now. If you've ever been confronted with a jealous spouse, a snarling boss, or an angry policeman, remembering that experience or worrying about it happening again can cause shallow breathing and rising blood pressure. How your body reacts to those mental pictures depends on how your past experiences cause you to feel. For many people, the bottom line is stress, depression, a decrease in brain efficiency, or even physical illness. It's been shown that prolonged stress lowers the white blood cell count. That brings lowered resistance to disease. But the good news is that by creating positive images in your mind while in the alpha state, you can not only alleviate problems, you can vastly improve your experience of life. That means everything from enjoying a stress-free walk down the street to multiplying the efficiency of your immune system. Let me show you how you can use the Silver Method to make that happen. Let's look at three major causes of stress. All right, here's what I consider the biggest stress causer of all: working at a job you hate. If you hate your job, and you can possibly find a way out of it, you owe it to yourself to do so. A Silver graduate in Florida called the Silver headquarters in Laredo, Texas. "I don't like my job," he said. "I deserve a better job. What do I do?" They told him. He did it. A few days later, he got fired. He called back and told them what happened. "Now I have no job at all," he said, practically sobbing. "Keep programming," was the reply. He kept programming. Within a week, he got a call from someone. "I'm president of such and such a company," the caller said, naming a competitor of the Silver graduate's former employer. "I've had my eye on you for some time, but it wouldn't have been ethical for me to contact you while you were with my competitor. Now I understand you've left there. Will you work for me?" In a few days, the graduate was working in the very job he had wanted and at much better pay than he'd been earning previously. What was the programming he'd used? He went to his alpha level with the 3-to-1 method and pictured himself happy in the job he wanted. Then he ended his session. He did this 3 times a day. Here's another big cause of stress, and in my opinion, it's also one of the most interesting. I'm talking about guilt. When you feel that you're doing something that society believes is wrong, or that you believe is wrong, and you continue to do it, you are creating guilt and you are inviting stress. The solution is first to take a good, hard look at yourself, and then either get rid of the guilt or get rid of the behavior. And you can program yourself to do either one. It's the same formula. Relax and picture. Use the 3-to-1 method to relax, then picture yourself behaving in a different way. Then end your session 1-to-5. If you think that guilt is not valid here, and you have a tendency to feel guilty with no valid reason, go to your alpha level with the 3-to-1 method. Give yourself verbal instructions that there is no guilt attached to this situation. And whenever you are in this situation, you will feel no guilt. Instead, you'll feel peace of mind. Then end your session 1-to-5. A third cause of stress, loss. The deeper the loss, the greater the stress. Divorce or the death of a spouse or other loved one are clear examples of deep losses. What are some others? Well, loss of hair. It may seem laughable to some people, but going bald is an extremely sensitive issue for men. A multi-million-dollar industry has, so to speak, grown up around this issue because it is a cause of profound stress and anxiety, which leads me to loss of youth. Again, unlike a death in the family, this isn't something that happens in one day. But for that very reason, the stress of getting older can be most insidious. Whatever the cause of stress, programming at the alpha level with pictures or words is the way to negate its effects. If you're in doubt about which pictures or words to use, go to your alpha level and visualize passive scenes. Do this for 5 to 15 minutes 3 times a day. That way, you can take a vacation from stress while you're waiting to be rid of it once and for all.
Pain is nature's way of saying that something needs your attention, and except in clearly superficial cases, the attention of a doctor or other healthcare professional. But even while you're under the supervision of such a professional, there is much that you can do for yourself to alleviate pain. In addition, it sometimes happens that even after all necessary tests have been performed by a doctor and your condition has been diagnosed and treated, pain persists. Or you may have to deal with pain on your own for a while in an emergency before help can be reached. Here's Dr. Stone to explain how you can benefit from using the Silva Method techniques in these instances and in many others.
Chronic pain can become a habit, but the truth is you don't have to put up with it. You can get rid of it. Yet some people have lived with a certain level of pain for so long that they become possessive of their pain. They refer to it as my pain, or my arthritis, or my headache. The question I would ask is, why suffer? Break the habit. Get rid of the expectation and belief that you must have pain. Here's a 7-step procedure you can use to extinguish chronic pain. To use it, you don't have to go to your alpha level. This procedure is effective from the level of outer consciousness, the beta level. Partly for this reason, it's a sort of unofficial Silva approach. It's not usually offered in the 4-day training. Instead, there's a hand analgesic method of making your hand numb and passing the numbness to the pained area. We'll do this method later. However, the 7-step procedure is in the book I co-authored with Jose Silva titled, You the Healer. When your condition has been evaluated by a doctor, tests have been performed, treatments undertaken, drugs prescribed, yet you still have continuing pain, you should use the following 7-step beta procedure. First, point to the location of the pain. Actually point to it with your finger. Next, ask yourself if the pain could fit in a container, what container size would be right for it? A can, a box? Try to imagine your pain in an enclosed container. Third, if the pain had a color, what color would it be? Feel the pain, then ask yourself what color it is. Then if the pain had a taste, what would it taste like? Feel the pain, how does it taste? Fifth, if the pain had a smell, what would it smell like? Feel the pain, how does it smell? Now go through steps 1 to 5 again. Noticing changes in the location, shape, color, taste, and smell. Finally, if there is still some pain left, repeat steps 1 through 5 several more times until you can no longer locate or feel the pain. In one of the free introductory lectures to Silva Method training seminars, one of the students had an attack of gout in his big toe that morning. Gout is said to be one of the most intense forms of chronic pain. People say it's like having the toe in a vise, having the vise tightened, and then given one more turn. At the point in the lecture where the 7-step method I've just described was going to be demonstrated, this man, who had just had the attack of gout, volunteered to be the subject of the demonstration. He limped to the front of the room, and in 5 minutes he walked back to his seat, free of pain and limp. On another occasion, a physician, a medical doctor, was attending the lecture. He volunteered to be a subject because of a painful tennis elbow. After going through the 7-step cycle several times, he could no longer feel the pain. He could hardly believe it. In fact, he refused to leave the front of the room to return to his seat. He kept muttering, "I don't believe this," moving his elbow all around and trying to find a painful position. Eventually, he went back and sat down, still shaking his head in disbelief. Yet there's no magic to it. It's all a matter of helping your body to exert its natural pain control systems. You see, pain is a subjective feeling, a right brain function. But if you can make an object out of pain by giving it a precise location, shape, color, taste, and smell, it of course becomes an object. How can it be pain if it's an object? Your brain responds by producing its own natural chemical anesthetic, chemicals called endorphins. They stop pain and create a feeling of euphoria. For acute pain, or in situations where you have to administer first aid to yourself before you can get professional treatment, there's an official Silva technique that's taught in the four-day seminar. It uses a technique adapted by Jose Silva from self-hypnosis. It causes the brain to numb the affected area. In other words, you numb the hand, then pass the numbness to the pained area. In this technique, you go to your alpha level and imagine that one of your hands is immersed in an imaginary bucket of ice-cold water. After a few minutes of sitting with your hand in this imaginary bucket, you can place your hand in your lap and test it by pinching it. Most people are able to create a definite numbness the first time they try. Once the hand is numb, you'll find you can place it over a painful area of the body and mentally transfer the numbness to that point. This mental transfer takes place physically. The discomfort goes away. Laura will now guide you through an exercise to program the steps of this procedure for dealing with acute pain. It's best if you do this exercise in a chair that permits you to put your arms and hands down to the side without touching anything.
We will start this exercise with the 3-2-1 method. Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 3 times. You are now at level 1, the basic plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. We will now impress information for your benefit, programming glove anesthesia, a formula-type technique that you can practice to develop control of physiological pain and, in many cases, control of bleeding and hemorrhaging. Glove anesthesia is the development of a feeling that is different from the normal and is usually developed on the less strong of the two hands. It could be a cool or cold feeling, or a feeling such as a tingling sensation, a vibration, as though your hand is asleep, as though you have a leather glove on your hand, as though your hand is wooden, as though you have no hand. Any feeling other than the normal will be considered glove anesthesia. In a moment, I am going to count from 1 to 3 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will place your stronger hand into an imaginary container of hot water standing by your side. The water is hot, but you can stand the temperature. 1, 2, 3. Place your hand into the imaginary container of hot water by your side. Bring back a memory of when you had your hand in hot water, any time you can recall vividly. Feel the steaming hot water between your fingers. Feel your hand pulsing with heat. Now lift your hand out of the hot water and let it rest on your lap. I will now count from 1 to 3. At the count of three, you will place your other hand into a container of ice water with cracked ice standing by your side. One, two, three. Place your hand into the imaginary container of ice water with cracked ice. Recall a time when you had your hand in ice water. Feel the water and cracked ice between your fingers. Feel your hand icy cold. While your hand is getting colder and colder every second, let's review the first 10 memory pegs to improve visualization by using the mental screen. Number 1. The letter T. The peg word T. Project a strong picture of a glass of tea on your mental screen. Number 2. The letter N. The peg word Noah. Project a man with a long white beard on your mental screen. Number 3. The letter M. The peg word May. Project a strong picture of a calendar on your mental screen. Number 4. The letter R. The peg word Ray. Mental picture sun rays. Number 5. The letter L. The peg word law. Mental picture a policeman. Number 6. The letter J. The peg word jaw. Mental picture a shark. Number 7. The letter K. The peg word key. Mental picture a large gold key. Number 8. The letter F. The peg word fee. Mental picture a price tag of $8 million. Number 9. The letter B, the peg word bay, mental picture land and water. Number 10, the letters T and S, the peg word toes, mental picture 10 toes. Now, keeping your eyes closed, lift your hand out of the ice water and place it over and behind your head, keeping your hand from touching your head. Let your hand dry and get colder and colder in this position. I will tell you when to bring it down. Continue to keep your eyes closed. As soon as you learn to develop glove anesthesia, and after testing it and becoming satisfied with the results, start practicing the transferring of this anesthesia to other parts of your body. First, practice transferring the anesthesia from one hand to the other by placing the anesthetized hand over the other hand for a few seconds, then test the other hand for anesthesia. When this has become effective, practice transferring the anesthesia from either hand to any other part of the body. This is done by placing either hand over that part of the body and holding it in that position for a few seconds. Finally, you can learn by practicing to program yourself so that by concentrating on any discomfort and mentally saying the word gone, the discomfort will vanish. Now, bring your hand down, place it on your lap, and test it for coldness and insensitivity with your other hand. Now remove all abnormal feeling from your hand by rubbing it 3 times with your other hand, from the wrist towards the fingers, bringing all feeling back to normal. Your hand now feels as it did before the exercise. You may reinforce the effects of this formula by practice. To correct health problems, controls are applied under a doctor's supervision. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before, feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
To sum up, you've learned 2 techniques for dealing with different types of pain. Pain is indeed an important concern, but the absence of pain does not represent good health by itself. Good health is a condition that encompasses every part of your being, both the physical and the spiritual. Here are a number of ways you can use the Silva method to create better health. First, in dealing with negative or destructive thinking, stop. Close your eyes, turn them slightly upward, and take a deep breath. Mentally say, cancel, cancel, before opening your eyes. Second, to end a negative activity, whenever you find yourself involved in an activity that causes you to feel anxiety or conflict, stop. Go to your alpha level. Identify the problematic activity and resolve to put a quick and permanent end to it. Third, for diffusing daily stress, upon going to bed, go to your alpha level. In the day just gone by, was there anything you did that was not totally considerate or ethical? Anything about which you might be harboring guilt feelings? If so, affirm to yourself that you will do something tomorrow to rectify that act. Similarly, if there was something you should have done but did not do, resolve to take that action tomorrow. Enter sleep from alpha. When you wake up in the morning, repeat the mental programming of the night before, then use the 1-to-5 method to count yourself up from your alpha level. And last, to help yourself toward physical and spiritual healing, go to alpha. In your imagination, go inside your body to where the problem is. Imagine that you are fixing it up. Imagine that you are healing yourself. Picture perfect health in every area of your life. Then, count yourself up from your alpha level, affirming your permanent well-being.
This concludes Side 8. On Side 9, you'll learn how unwanted habits can be programmed out of your life quickly and easily, and without resorting to willpower.